Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. McCog, please?
Who's this?
Hi, John. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yes.
How are you, John?
No, I'm not too bad.
Fantastic. Have you got 5 minutes to have a chat with me, John, about your case?
Aye.
Okay, fantastic. So, John, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, buddy, that all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yes.
It's my job not to go over what you've already told us, John, but to find out how your time and care has affected you into your adult life.
Yes.
Now, whether that's depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol or drug issues, what I'll do is I'll then write to them relevant authorities or institutions, so I can paint an accurate picture of, you know, how your time in care and Young Offenders Institute has affected you into your adulthood. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, John?
Yes, mental health, anxiety, depression.
Okay. And do you take any sort of medication?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's obviously prescribed for your GP, is it, John?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, John, if it's okay with you, I'm going to write to your GP.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell them why I'm writing. I'll just request all of your information, all of your medical records.
Yes.
And obviously we can then use that as evidence as to, you know, what's happened to you in the past has massively affected your adults. Have you had any issues with drugs or alcohol, John?
Yes.
Okay. Both or one or?
Both.
Okay. Does your doctor know that, or did you?
Yes. Aye. Okay. I'm in recovery now, but they know I bring. Aye.
Doctors are fully aware. Okay. I've got one tough question to ask you, John. These are all tough. Have you ever tried to take your own life, John?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for asking that, buddy, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask it. I'm sorry that you got to a point where you thought...
didn't want to live anymore.
That was your only option.
Mm-hmm.
Did that suicide attempt, did that end in a hospital visit?
No. My pal managed to get me waking, and then the hangman team came out with me like that.
Okay.
Some team came out and saw me.
Somebody came out to see you, did they?
Aye, it was I forget the name. Some team.
Okay, so hopefully that'll be on your medical records as well, won't it?
Yeah, we'd have been the doctors there with my psychiatrist.
So you've had psychiatry and that through your GP as well, is it?
Pardon?
Have you seen a psychiatrist, John, and was that through your GP?
I've got a psychiatrist and a CPN.
CPM, okay. And are they referrals from your GP?
Well, I think it was through the drinking drugs, but it would have been through the GP at the time, I think.
Okay, so what I'll do, John, I'll just take the details of your GPs, and I'll request all of your medical records from them and all of your medical history, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I take your GP's details, please, John?
Well, all my records should be at the Tan Yards surgery, Cumnock.
Tan Yards?
Yes.
Surgery. In Cumnock.
Yes, and it's the Tanyard from that. The Tanyard surgery, the Tanyard from that.
Yeah, okay. I've got that one. What I'll do is I'll write to GP, like I said, with your permission. I'll request all your information. I'll also write to the local authority of the Young Offenders, or the YO, that you were in, and I'll request all the information from there.
Yes.
Do you want me to share that information with you, John, when I get it?
Aye, if you like, yes.
Yeah, it's yours. Anybody, it's entirely up to you. Okay, I'll make a note and I'll make sure I send you copies of everything that I get. Just in some cases, it helps you piece things together, you know.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, once I write to your GP, once I get the information from the local authorities in for the YO, what I'll do is I'll present all that information to you. I'll send you, obviously. And me and you will go through it with the fine tooth comb, John.
Yes.
We'll make sure your statement has absolutely everything in it.
Yes.
We haven't missed anything out. And then once we work, me and yourself, more importantly, are happy with the evidence that we've gathered, we'll then present that to the Scottish Redress team. What
yes.
then happens, John, is we'll get what's called a panel date. And on that, from that panel date, we'll hopefully then get an offer. We'll obviously advise you whether to accept or reject that offer, but we will walk you through and hold your hand all the way, John.
Yes.
There's not one part of this that we won't be helping you with, okay?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, John, before I set off and start working on gathering
no,
the evidence?
No, just how long will it take? A couple of months.
Say that again, John. Sorry, buddy.
How long will it take? A couple of months
okay.
or so?
Yeah, well, it'll take longer than a couple. We estimate anywhere between 6 and 8 months just to get the information back.
Right, okay.
NHSs and these local authorities, even under the threat of legal action, which,
mm-hmm.
which is what we'll be threatening them with, aren't the quickest in getting it back to us. But I have a team who are specialised in chasing institutions for information, and they are very, very good at what they do.
Yes.
So I will. It's in our best interest to get you, obviously, the information back as quickly as we possibly can.
I've always seen a doctor down here for about 2 years because my doctor left and went to Australia.
Oh, did he?
Yes. I'm still under that surgery.
Yeah, it's all in your medical. It'll be in all of your medical records and everything. It just gets handed over and picked up by the next one, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
So I'll get all that. John, I just need to go back a step with you, buddy. Obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of this case, I need to explain to you our fees and what other options are out there for you, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. So just to let you know, John, you could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't actually need a law firm to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously it's up to you then to get all your evidence together yourself. And then present that and then hopefully rely on the Scottish Government to give you a fair compensation package. So that is option one. There are other law firms out there, John, that won't charge you any fees, but they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. They participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme,
right.
where they get paid £2,000, whether you win, lose, or draw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, legally, I can't comment on what them law firms would do for you, or more importantly, what they don't do for you. But what I can tell you is we've actually rejected that scheme on multiple occasions.
Yes.
We won't take their money. We don't want it. We don't want a handout.
Mm-hmm.
We're hitching our horse to your wagon, if you like, on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Aye, that's fine with me.
Yeah, perfect. What that means, John, is if obviously you don't get paid, we don't get paid.
Aye.
Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less in some instances, dependent on how much time we have to spend on your case, but it will never go above the 20% threshold.
Aye.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee as well. Obviously, under the, you know, the mental hardship that you've been through,
mm-hmm.
it'd be unethical of us to to then put you, if we were unsuccessful, is then put you through any sort of financial hardship, and our regulator, the SRA, will close us down in a minute anyway. So it'll genuinely, you know, you genuinely will never have to pay us any money if you lose or if we're unsuccessful.
Yes.
Is that okay, John?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options, John?
Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, sir? Perfect. Just to let you know, John, you also have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the time that you sign the documents. What that means is anything up to day 14, you can rip up the documents and walk away from our process and any contractual agreements that we've made. Or you can waive the 14-day. You're very well within your right to waive the 14-day period, and I can start working on your case as soon as possible. So that's entirely up to you.
Just start working on it as soon as possible.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, John, I will write to you within the next 2 weeks. I will send you all my contact details, all my information, all our company information. It is on the back the bottom of some of the documents that you've already signed.
Yes.
I'll send you out any after-hour numbers. So if you're struggling mentally, obviously, you know, dependent on the severity of it, always call the authorities first.
Yes.
But if you're struggling, you just want to have a chat, I wait for you now, John, and you give me a call if you're struggling, okay?
Yes, I will do.
I'm always at the other end of a phone to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, John, listen, I absolutely commend your bravery for being able to speak to me. I'm so sorry for whatever you've been through. Obviously I'm glad to talk to you, but I'm sorry for you under the circumstances we're talking.
That's right, it's not your fault, isn't it? Your fault.
No, it's not, buddy, but it's still, you know, the people have been through a hell of a lot, and, you know, I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Aye, no bother.
Thank you, John. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you, John.
Right, bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.